Good morning with sports. I'm Eric Cornish. The University of Louisville Athletics Director Vince Tyree announced yesterday that capacity for all sports will return to 100%. UofL announced in May that football would return to full capacity. This new announcement includes men's and women's basketball at the Yum Center, plus women's volleyball, where season tickets are now on sale. In the NBA playoffs, the Bucks lost to the Hawks in Game 4, 110-88, but they lost more than just the game as their star Giannis Antetokounmpo went down with a hyperextended knee. With the series tied 2-2, Milwaukee may have to go without Giannis and try to break the tie. The Hawks are not without their issues as star guard Trae Young has also been sidelined with a bone bruise. The Phoenix Suns could lock up their trip to the NBA Finals tonight with a win over the Clippers. The Suns lead 3-2 in the series, and LA looks to even things up at home in the Staples Center. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight as the Montreal Canadiens play Game 2 at Tampa Bay. The Lightning leads 1-0 in the best-of-seven series. The Louisville Bats started a series with Nashville yesterday with an 8-2 loss to the Sounds. The Bats will finish the week and weekend in Music City before returning to Slugger Field for a series with Memphis next week. In Major League Baseball, the Reds suffered a one-run loss after four scoreless innings pitched by San Diego relievers. The Padres win 5-4 and head back to action at the Great American Ballpark tonight at 7:10. In St. Louis, Nolan Arenado broke the tie in the fifth inning with a two-run homer that put the Cards up for good. St. Louis beats Arizona 3-2. The Cardinals look for a third straight win over the D-backs today at 1:15. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.